Welcome to Psycho Crap. This is Adam Kahanowitz. And on this show, I just like to talk about things that are interesting to me in psychology. A few days ago, I wrote an article on my friend Mary, we'll call her, with whom I spoke on the phone. She is just now graduating from her PhD program and is realizing she is, quote, over-degreed and under-experienced. It's an unfortunate outcome for people like Mary. She failed to strategize the course of her program, not just where to go and with whom to study, but how she would walk out of the place with a job. As I continue to talk with professors at various universities, I'm also talking with professionals who have the job I want. This is a neat piece of advice I received from my friend Deb, a clinical neuropsychologist. When you speak with individuals who have the job you want, you'll get all kinds of great advice on which schools are the best, who to look for, and what to study. Equally as important, you'll get the opportunity to decide if their job is really what you want. For instance, I spoke with a professor at Michigan State University who told me he basically looked up the organizational consultant with the highest salary he could find and started working with him. After spending some time doing work in the consulting firm, he gradually met academic people and grew more interested in academics than consulting, two main areas into which IO psychologists enter. Don't be shy about looking people up. Remember, these individuals spend a great deal of their life working rigorously at specializing in their particular skill. Why wouldn't they be happy to speak with an adamant greenhorn interested in their field? I'd imagine it'd be a refreshing experience for me if I were in that position. But remember, they'll appreciate it if you come in at least having some research done. Don't organize a meeting so they can visit websites and read them off to you. You are seeing them to get a feel for the real life experience. So, here are a few questions you might want to begin asking. What do you like about what you do? Would you have done anything differently starting out again? What do graduate schools in this field look for the most in students? Are there any related disciplines you had considered? What should I be doing during graduate study to prepare for coming out with a job? And that's today's episode of Psycho Crap. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan.